I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Japan's economy is facing yet another blow from last year's earthquake and tsunami. The Tokyo Electric Power Company said today it will be raising electricity rates for factories and other businesses for the first time in 30 years. The 17% rate hike may cause some manufacturers to send jobs overseas. The power company continues to face huge losses due to the nuclear crisis at the Fukushima Daiichi power plant. The plant had been touted as safe, but some experts warned the power company before the disaster that a major tsunami could overwhelm the seawall designed to protect the plant. And that's what happened last year. Reporter Miles O'Brien of our partner program Frontline has a story of one scientist whose warnings went unheeded.
Koji Minora is a paleontologist. He studies fossils and ancient rocks. He's shy, self-effacing. But today, he's become a celebrity in Japan for not being afraid to speak the truth. I met Minora in his cramped office at Tohoku University in Sendai. He says all the books on his shelves fell off during the earthquake. Minora says the scientific work that made him famous began with a study of historical records.
This document shows that a similar tsunami hit the area a long time ago.
Minora's research was inspired by an ancient poem. It refers with sadness to the famed waves of Suno Matsuyama. Minora wondered if the poem referred to an ancient earthquake and tsunami. So he dug through some old records and found that in July, in the year of 869, a huge quake and tsunami hit northeast Japan. It's known as the Yogen event.
The record shows the tsunami hit the area and killed more than 1,000 people, but people quickly forgot about the tsunami.
Minora decided to look for geological evidence of that ancient disaster. In the late 1980s, he visited the area around Sendai and dug into a rice paddy to see what the tsunami might have left behind. He found what he was looking for. A layer of ocean sediment clearly visible in bright contrast to the rest of the gray-black dirt. He shows me a photograph.
This is the trace of the tsunami. My age measurement showed that this is the sediment from the 869 Yogen tsunami.
The ocean water had reached 2.5 miles inland. Minora's research didn't stop there. He dug deeper into the soil and found more marine layers, proof of similar giant tsunamis every 1,000 years or so, meaning northeast Japan was overdue for another one. Over the course of the next 20 years, he would publish his findings in major scientific journals. Hiro Hasegawa is head of corporate communications for the Tokyo Electric Power Company, TEPCO. I asked him why Minora's findings weren't taken into account in protecting the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant.
We were in the process of considering that, this accident occurred during that process, I think.
But paleontologist Koji Minora says his warnings were not taken seriously.
I regret it, but no one paid attention to my thesis.
Since the tsunami, people have paid attention. Bloggers have picked up on his work. The Japanese news media have covered it extensively. Minora now has the attention of the government and is regularly invited to speak before important groups.
So now people are coming and talking to you.
Yes.
But it's too late.
But too late.
For Frontline and the World, I'm Miles O'Brien, Sendai, Japan.